Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer. On Saturday, the first day of July, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Good morning. To start off with, I want to knock out all those housekeeping items before we really get going today. Remember to call in early, folks, so we have time to take your calls before you into the show. And the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. First little announcement I have. Beginning now, we are having our semi-annual sale on our digital survival library flash drives through midnight Central Time on Independence Day, the 4th of July. This will be $10 off the retail price. Now, understand this price does include shipping for both domestic and international sales. In essence, now for domestic sales, the flash drive price is $49.95, and that does include priority mail shipping. The cost for international orders is $67.95, vice the normal $77.95, and this includes UPS Global Priority Mail Shipping. You can order by going to ruralsurvival.info and click on the picture of the red and black flash drive that is at the top right of every page. And when you click on that link, don't forget to check out the 53-page index document. Look in the little box up towards the top, right at almost at the top of the page, and there's a link there for the index. It's PDF. Anyway, our supplies are limited right now, so get them while you can. We do give rain checks on the sale price. So, in other words, if we're out of stock when you order, we'll get them to you anyway at that price. Turnaround time would be about 10 days if that were to happen. The next time we're going to have this sale is Black Friday through Cyber Monday, right after the Thanksgiving holiday. Okay, folks. Our band still needs your help to stay on the air. If you can afford anything at all, please visit republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the donate link. Now, we all agree that the most important thing we can do is protect our families from any and all threats to their security. Our band's mission is to spread the truth to the American people of the myriad looming threats to our constitutional republic. Our only real hope is to grow and spread the word to a larger audience, because only we, the people, can protect ourselves from the erosion of our constitutional rights by the growing tyranny of the deep state. The truth is, you really can't afford to do nothing at all, because the evil forces are, in fact, moving fast to bring this nation down. Now, thank you for your awareness, and please help us spread the word about Republic Broadcasting and also about the Rural Survival Show. Even if you can only kick in $5 a month, it does help. Please help keep RBN on the air as well as Ori and I on the air. We do appreciate it, folks. Quick note about our email alert system. If anybody's not aware of it, this is the system that we and John Moore use to let our subscribers know when something that has the potential to be life-altering is more than likely to be coming down the pike. John Moore is most likely to send out intel that he has received from his trusted sources. Maury and I send out things that are agriculture-related, environment-related, and or geopolitical in nature. What we never send out are advertisements or rumors. We also do not send out things that are already covered in and by the mainstream media, unless such items that are presented by the mainstream media are both grossly inaccurate and those inaccuracies may result in some form of harm to our subscribers. Please understand that this alert system is not for flights of fancy, fear-mongering, or provided for entertainment. We are not sensationalists. We do our best only to present facts and our assessment of those facts when such action would be warranted. Please understand that we may go months at a time without sending an order. It's the nature of this system. This does not mean that we are not on the job. I personally spend an average of 8 hours throughout a 24-hour day, 7 days a week, reviewing news items, email lists, and blog posts from around the world. Now, the cost is minimal. Just $1 per month right now, or $12 per year if you prefer. You have the option at sign-up. If you sign up at this price, you're locked in for as long as you maintain your prescription, even if the price goes up in the future, which it may be well necessary. And now for a little bit of weird news. I'm going to start this off with a question. Am I and Stefan Sanford at All News Pipeline the only ones that have noticed the weird and disturbing changes in wildlife behavior? I really haven't seen it talked about anywhere else, certainly not the mainstream media. For an example, about midday last Thursday, our daughter was moving adolescent ducks from one pen to another. From my normal wheelchair perch on the porch, I was watching what was going on. I was watching the ducks basically explore their new cage. And I saw something that I haven't witnessed before in my 25 years plus of raising ducks. A sparrow flew into the pen to steal a little feed from the ducks. Big mistake on the sparrow's part. Quick as a flash, one of the ducklings latched onto the sparrow like it was a grasshopper and tried to choke it down. Now, the duck was too young to actually pull it off, but it did certainly make an effort to get some extra lunch there. Nikisha, our daughter, and I just laughed about it and tried to decide which critter was more scared, the sparrow getting caught or the duck who just got its face flogged by those tiny little wings. We really didn't think that much more about it. Anyway, now, here's the funny thing. This morning, when I was getting ready for the show, I read an article at the Daily Mail which described wild ducks, mallards specifically, starting to eat small birds in Romania. Now, here's a quote from the article. Now, quote, researchers have captured images of mallard ducks attacking and eating small birds, a behavior that has never been seen before, unquote. Well, the ducks aren't the only things, folks. In Stefan Sanford's article at All News Pipeline, he mentioned several occurrences of strange animal behavior, some of which have been fatal to humans. And I'm going to read you a few examples he had, plus some I found on my own. Okay, in Alaska, two people killed in 2 days by two different black bears. Now, these aren't grizzlies or brown bears or anything. In the past 130 years, there have only been a total of 6 recorded black bear fatal attacks on humans in Alaska, yet we have 2 back-to-back. In the city of Edmonton in Canada, beaver attacks are on the rise in Edmonton. In the past month, several people reported their dogs have been attacked at the Terwilliger Off-Leash Park. Some pets have suffered serious injuries, and people are being encouraged to keep their dogs out of the water. Petrolina in Brazil says here, and this is a quote from the local newspaper, bathers in Brazil have been savaged in a wave of attacks by piranhas near popular holiday resorts. Scores of tourists have complained to local authorities that they are not doing enough to warn of the threats of shoals of the predatory fish. All right, a little town called Frederick in Maryland, November 16th of last year. Maryland woman was mauled by a black bear that night and is lucky to be alive, but incredibly unlucky to have become the victim of the state's first bear attack in living memory. Police say a 63-year-old was attacked in the driveway of her home in rural Frederick after she went out with her dog to see why a dog that belonged to her daughter, who lives next door, was barking. And that comes to us from the Washington Post. Plymouth in the United Kingdom. 7-year-old boy needed hospital treatment after he was attacked by a flock of seagulls. The child was eating a donut when the first bird knocked it from his hand. However, it clung onto the terrified boy's hand as blood oozed from a cut on his finger. Top it off, 4 other seagulls dived in on the attack. Well, I've been around seagulls most of my life. I've never seen them do that, folks. Both in California and South Africa, or off the coast of California and South Africa, some orca or killer whale pods are now dining on great white sharks' livers. Brand new, or at least it's newly documented behavior. As much as orcas have been studied, you would think that somebody would have seen it before now. And apparently this is a brand new learned skill. Okay, next place we visit, Brazil. Vampire bats, specifically the hairy leg species, have started to feed on humans, something scientists did not even think possible. In the same northeastern region of the country, on May 30th of this year, a man died of rabies, and more than 40 people are being treated for possible rabies exposure after the vampire bats started to dine on the local population. So, folks, what are your thoughts on this? Mother Nature fighting back? Is something biblical starting to occur? Now, the call-in number is 800-313-9443 if you have an opinion on this or any other subject. Today is caller's choice. You choose the subject. We'll do our best to discuss it. Again, the number, 800-313-9443. Now, I've run my mouth for the past 12 minutes. Lori, what do you have to say? And good morning. Hello, Lori.
Good morning. I'm here.
Okay.
I was listening to your animal reports that you were going over. That's pretty interesting.
Well, my whole take on it is this is behavior that hasn't been demonstrated. You know, people in India get trampled by elephants and eaten by tigers. Zookeepers routinely get attacked by animals. But it seems to me, from everything I'm reading, and I only read off a small percentage of the things I read this morning. It almost seems like animals are behaving differently than they ever have before, and they're also losing fear of humans. I mean, there's just literally dozens of reports of raccoons and foxes attacking people that are not rabid. They're just attacking people. You know, stuff like that. You know, who ever heard of ducks eating small birds? And yet we witnessed it right here 2 days ago, something I've never seen before, ever. You know, so something's going on. I don't know what it is. I'd just like to know if any of our listeners have any ideas what it is. But, I mean, the trend is there, and it's obvious.
Maybe just unusual for us to see them do that, but, you know, doesn't mean it's that they've never done it before.
Well, at least, you know, as far as common knowledge goes, a lot of these are things that haven't happened before. Hey, looks like we got a call. We got Dan in Hawaii on line 9. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Tim and Lori.
Good morning.
Morning. Well, I've got some, I'm about 5 miles out of a small town of 1,000 people where I am. Jungle out here.
Right.
And I've got a kind of a squad of, well, they were completely feral cats. And I started feeding a couple of them, and now there's about 10. And these cats are real rough, and you've got to be real careful with these cats when you have food. And because they'll get you with those claws.
Oh, yeah.
Any kind of meat, any scraps, anything. And I've kind of noticed an uptick in their behavior in about the last year in terms of aggression. But to be frank, they kind of scare me sometimes, the way they look at me.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Uh-huh. So I think you're right there. We might be seeing some type of phenomena that we're not quite aware of yet.
Right. Well, I think from what I'm reading and from what I'm seeing myself, that there's something causing a change. I can't put my finger on what it is. I don't have a clue what it is.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing, I'm one of these people, just like any other human, I find patterns. Now, it could be that, this is completely all random and, nothing's a big deal. But I'm starting to get a little bit of a queasy feeling about this stuff happening all over the planet all at once.
Yeah, I call it my spidery sense.
Right.
Yeah. So,
well,
it's best to consider those things and, consider your intuition. We've got it for a reason.
Absolutely.
Now, right now, I'm thinking more in terms of, maybe way in the future, if things don't go the right way, I think you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And we're still around. We're still going to need money. But money won't be necessarily what we're used to.
That is correct.
Now, I want to run a little story by you. It's about New Guinea. It's about New Guinea and money and things of value. I have an old documentary made in about 59 by a European, a couple of guys from Europe. They went to New Guinea and crossed north to south up over the Owen Stanley Mountains. And they made a documentary about it. It's incredible. It's called The Sky Above, The Mud Below. And there were several of them that died, the guides that took them up. It was quite a crossing. Anyway, very interesting what goes on. And then I remember I had a friend years ago. He was an international miner. He was a graduate of Montana Tech. It's a mining school. You might know about
right.
it. He was paid... Now, this is a long time ago, but even then, he had countries that would contact him and have him come in and prospect for him. And he would get $1,000 a day per diem.
Oh, I believe it.
Hotel and airfare and you name it. Anyway, he'd done prospecting down there in Owen Stanley. And he found out that those people have been there thousands of years up in there.
Oh, yeah.
And they had two populations. One lived up in these valleys in the top of the mountains, and the others lived on the coast. They were very tribalistic and always fighting. And by the way, they were all cannibals.
Okay.
And anyway, every so often, they would have of sorts. They wouldn't fight, and they would trade. The people up in the mountains would trade with the people on the coast, and they'd quit fighting for a while. Now,
Hey, I can wait. We got a break coming up.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and we are at the moment speaking with Dan in Hawaii. Dan, you want to go ahead?
I will. Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome.
Well, this man's name was Melvin. He was about 65, super smart. Spent a lot of time there in New Guinea and talking to the people up in the highlands up there. And he told me that back in the old days, now, this might be 1,000 years ago or 500 years ago, whatever, that the people up in the mountains, what they wanted, they traded during these peace times. What they wanted, since they never went down to the coast, can you, Lori, think about what they would want from the coast, from the coastal people, what they would want brought up for trading?
Ah, fresh seafood.
Seafood?
I say seafood, but, you know, I love seafood, so.
Yeah, maybe dried fish, huh? Yeah, that might work.
Yeah.
But no. You know what they wanted? They wanted two things. They wanted shells, but primarily what they wanted was salt.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, salt was the money. Salt and shells.
Yep.
And they would trade for women. Women would be taken down. That was their trading money.
Wow.
Right or wrong. Yeah. I always thought that was interesting. And then about a week or two ago, you just played Michael Rivero. That's strange. But Michael Rivero mentioned that, and I'd never heard this before, but he said that humans can't live without salt.
That's true.
Is that true?
That is true.
Yeah, there you go. So I think anyone's preparations, you know what I'm saying here.
Right.
It's cheap, available, and you probably want iodized.
Exactly, yes, because you also need iodine. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that we've got a couple hundred pounds of it stored up ourselves.
That's good. Now, another thing I'm trying to get a hold of, more of, is I make my own colloidal silver. I make 3/4 of a gallon per batch.
About
33 parts per million. I believe that's the number on it when I go my formula.
Right.
I think it's 33 parts per million. But I get it from a company called Atlas Nova, H-E-L-A-S, space, N-O-V-A. They're in Mead, Oregon, and they're on the net. And I buy 12-gauge wire to make the electrodes out of, and it's,
okay.
And it's 12-gauge. That seems to work the best.
Right.
And, of course,
well, what
three
we're
using batteries
okay.
in series gives you your 27 volts. Very simple.
Right.
Yeah. And I can't imagine living now, having done it for 25 years, I can't imagine without living without it.
Oh, I understand completely.
Pet water, in the water for the cats, you name it. Any cut, immediately put colloidal silver on it. And or dental problems. Any dental problems.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we make our own, too. I don't know what our parts per million are. I don't have one of those little, you know, $15 machines you put in it. I am going to get one. But we make our own, too. Rick from Missouri, our regular caller and contributor to the show, set me up with everything I needed to make it. A transformer that reduces 120 down to 24 volts. Everything.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, we've got our break. Thank you for your call, Dan. Greatly appreciate it. When we come back from break, we're going to go to Rob in Chicago on line 5. Be back and forth.
Bye, Jim.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN. And today is caller's choice. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, our number is 1-800-313-9443. And we have Rob in Chicago on line 5. Rob, are you still there? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Give me a second here. I'm carrying 5 gallons up a couple flights of stairs here.
Okay. No problem.
Starting off with your nature phenomena story, you know, it's, I don't think any of us armchair observers could really put a handle on what's going on, but the relation to what you're saying has to do with, you know, food, you know,
right.
their natural instinct to eat and survive. And the other, you know, environment. But,
right.
You know, what do we think about that? You know, we got to think all these years we know what people call chemtrails is really geoengineering. It's
yes,
what they've been doing all these years, putting this aluminum in the air and all those other different chemicals and you know, very fine fibers to manipulate the atmosphere for whatever purpose. There's been different descriptions of it. But they've also, and put the tinfoil hat on for this, but you got to believe it in a way that they put these little, they're setting up these like nanobites. Now, again, that's a little in the other field, but it's when they talk about this technology that they don't share with us, you know what I mean? They're talking about these nanotechnology and whatnot. So, yes, it affects us as humans, you know, and what they're going to do with it in the future and how it's affecting us little by little by little. But you got to think the animals are probably the first to be affected by it. You know, we're talking, you know, anything from a grizzly bear, a lion, down to, you know, little insects.
Right.
So whatever's going on, it's definitely affect, you know. I mean, the bats have changed behaviors. You know, I know there's stories like that where bats have changed behaviors and so on. And, you know, you're talking about birds eating other birds. You know, it's some pretty ludicrous stuff.
It is.
And then on the third line there, we got to know with all genetically modifying food, these guys, I think they're seeding the planet with it. What if these plants and environments being changed genetically modified on top of the geoengineering itself, that the animals are rejecting that? You know,
I think there's real merit in that suggestion.
Again, these are just armchair observer here. I listen to a lot of different programs, and I, you know, take everything, you know, sounding logical, whoever's talking about it, the background, you know, credibility and stuff. But some of it's hard to swallow. But then on the other hand, it's, you know, it's there's so much we've been lied to and lie to about that we do not know, you know, because they're literally lying about it or hiding it from us, that, you know, we don't know what the next step is. And I think the only solution to whatever is to get these people to be stopped. And there's only one way to stop these people, is that, you know, take back our own lives, you know, the lives that not who knows how many generations ever had in their own control because of the governments.
Right. Well, you know, everybody keeps saying the government, but I think what we're missing is there's more than just the government. There's what they call, you know, the deep state, and even the corporate deep state. And
we agree, you know, the government has to capitulate. They have to... See, nothing's going on without the government. So they're in hand.
Right.
You know, do they report to somebody else? These cabals, these 16 families, these Rothschilds and then Yuckers and whatever, the people that are at the European Union, these non-elected people, and people we've never been heard of before, you know, because they're so hidden in the fabric of, you know, the world that we don't even know their names that are out there.
Absolutely correct.
You know, it's people like Soros, they're just the face of these people. People always blame George Soros. Well, George Soros is doing this. He's a bad guy. Yeah, he is a bad guy. But, you know, he's literally just a face. There's people behind him, you know, feeding him his instructions and feeding him more money, because he doesn't have an endless wall of money, but he seems to be pulling out billions and billions, like, left and right, you know. So he gets that money from somewhere. But I think I'm getting off topic here.
That's okay. No, you can be on whatever topic you want to be on, Ron.
Well, here's some good things I heard this week. So I listen to a lot of different. I listen to three or four different stations and different hosts, and I try to get around and I listen to what's going on. And I hate to promote any other hosts or stations, but last night I was listening to Hagman. You know, I don't know if you ever heard of him, the Hagman Report.
Yeah, I have. I've listened to many of their shows.
Well, he had a great, you know, he got a lot of good guests on there, but last night he had this guy called Paul McGuire, and you can see his website, Paul McGuire, McGuire.us, and he really went down the path about talking about why we're in such a chaotic, or politically and socially and economically, and he really just started stripping everything down to the basics and talking
all the way back to Project Paperclip from when they brought the Germans, after World War II, the American government brought the German scientists and everything over here. And he just started bringing it one thing after another. And they did a good two-hour show, and everything from the, you know, Project Paperclip to why the media is the way it is, their motivation, why the left is the way it is, from mind control to all the way down to religion. And it was a pretty great show. This guy's pretty spot on. He's a writer. He writes books. He sucks in information like a vacuum. And he was pretty spot on. There's not a lot of guys that promote or want to promote. But I would go to yesterday's interview and check that out.
I think I'll do that.
Also, what happened this week? They were talking about. Did you guys remember about 2 weeks, two, 3 weeks? About, I don't know, probably about 4 weeks ago, how all of a sudden we heard that the State Department released the restriction on how many migrants they're going to bring into the country. Like, they took the foot off the bed, like the new budget came in, and they're like, oh, now all of a sudden this one lady just signed off and said, sent a memo out to all departments that there was no restriction, just bring in as many as you can. So it could have been 1,000 a day, 30,000 a month, it didn't matter. So people were trying to figure out.
Oh, I missed that.
Trump. Okay, well, that's what happened. It's a good 4 weeks or so old. But this week they did a story, and I caught this. Every now and again I tune into InfoWars here and there. I don't listen to them as much as I used to, but here and there. But they had Cernovich on there, and Cernovich gets this story to where they find out this one guy who signed these papers, and they thought this one guy in the State Department was doing it. But then they found out, you know, what are they doing? Are they doing this under Tillerson's nose, and it's Tillerson, you know, they're just undermining him. Well, it turns out, and people have been wondering this with Tillerson because of the comments that he's made, you know, is he, you know, this guy, former president of Exxon, you know, ran his monopoly for how long,
right?
You know, basically his entire career. So is he a globalist? Is he not? What's this guy's deal? Is he a Boy Scout? You know, is he with the American people? Is he a patriot? Well, it turns out that he is going full globalist because he turns around and says to, he's having a fit that he wants the migrants to be let in, no excuses, no restrictions. He wants as many migrants into this country as possible. And there's some excuse on the back end where he's like, well, if we don't, we're going to have terrorism here. So that is just, it's just to blow your mind. You know, it gives you, it's,
that's insane.
It is insane. And again, I'll check out, if you find out Mike Cernovich's website, I'm sure he's got a good story about it. But now we know that Tillerson can't be trusted. And third to that is the story about, I don't know if you heard this one, where one of the whistleblowers from the NSA left there with a bunch of hard drives, and he had hundreds of thousands of documents, like 600,000 documents on it. And all those documents, variety of things, but one of the things was all the spying that the Obama administration was doing. Obama, in fact, and going back to the Bush years, and it had our pile on it. It had Alex Jones. It had the Trump family. It had patriots all around, you know, political parties. They had, you know, the Supreme Court being spied on. All these documents were in there. Well, finally, this one guy, he works, he's a lawyer, or I don't know what kind of lawyer is, and I forget his name, something claimant. And, you know, again, you could probably look on the InfoWars site for this guy. He was just on Friday. So anyway, he is the only guy that's ever won a case against the NSA. So this whistleblower got this guy to work on his case. So they were trying to figure out who can they turn these hard drives over to, because this is big stuff. You know, I mean, these are secrets that they don't want to get out, and, you know, they're breaking laws left and right. So finally they get up to Comey. Comey agrees to see him, and Comey takes all these hard drives. So, of course, Comey is a dirty bird. You know, I mean, he's a dirty bird going, they can connect him way back, all the way back to Whitewater and, you know, his brother and Mueller, you name it. So this stuff gets buried. Well, now that, you know, Comey's been fired and whatnot, they're going back after those hard drives. And hopefully this is a back door because, you know, they're still trying to get Trump. They're trying to get Trump on impeachment. They're trying to get Trump, you know, he's mental. They're trying to get Trump that, you know, he obstructed justice. They're trying to get Trump that, you know, he fired the FBI director. But if these people that are doing this with these hard drives and the NSA. This is a back door. This is a side swipe. So people wonder, what's Trump doing? What's Sessions doing? Well, this guy has to get up with Sessions so Sessions can take this and knock them all out. He can knock out Mueller. He can knock out Comey. He can really knock out some big players. He can, you know. So it's a big deal, and I think the reason I'm bringing this all up is because this is stuff that you, I, anybody, any other of the hosts need to be talking about and need to be bringing to the forefront of the conversation to get other people involved so it can we can make some noise, because we have these weapons of, they call it lawful warfare that they use against us, but we also have it to use against them, because basically everything they've done for the past couple decades since September 11th, 2001, you know, they've been using it against us, taking our rights, pushing us down, flooding us with migrants that I had no idea was happening until last year. I had no idea we went to the Middle. Had no idea we went to the Middle East to fight terrorists and then start forced migration into our own country. I had no idea that was taking place. I'm sure there's a lot of other people that didn't either.
Well, I'm sure you're correct on that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I mean, it's been an eventful week. You know, you guys in the independent media, you guys got to keep pushing and keep going, because we do not know how much time we have to keep this going. They could start restricting and censoring the internet at any given minute. I mean, literally.
Well, they're already doing it in Europe.
Well, they're doing it here too. They don't realize it. Last year, about in October, remember how Obama actually turned over controls to the internet to, like, someone said China yesterday, but I thought he turned it over to the United Nations.
No, it went, all right, ICANN's control, okay? Let me put it like this. Who actually controls it, I don't know, but I do know that ICANN's new offices, from everything I've read, are in downtown Beijing.
Beijing, okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right, so then it is China. I thought they turned it over like the United Nations, gave United Nations control over it. Okay, so that even makes the same amount of sense, because we have been, how many people have found themselves restricted, uncensored on Facebook, Twitter, having their media, their content disappearing from their web pages, or, you know, all sorts of things have been going on, their internet going on. You know, I listen to RBM, and I'm not putting the two to two together, but I listen to RBN, and there's some morning, like Moore's Lock and Load is on in my time, like 5 a.m. my time, I want to listen, but sometimes, like most of the time, I can't hear it. I know it's on, and it's very faint, but I can't get my volume loud enough to hear anything. And then there's certain stories that are ever told, or talking points that I host throughout the day on RBM, all of a sudden, it would gear down. I'm not putting this on, you know, trying to connect the two, but I just find it really odd, because there's no other stations that do it to me. Oh, maybe it's RBM's equipment. I don't know what it is, but anyway, bottom line with that is they've been censoring the internet, and they have been doing it in increments, and you know, right after Bilderberg, what was the first thing that Theresa May and some of the others came out and did? They came out with their talking point. We have to start censoring the internet. Well, they've already been censoring the internet. They just want to do it more. I mean, it's going to be to the point to where, you know, I'm sure you've heard what people were suggesting. They might let people use it if they get a license, and that license could be $5,000 to $10,000 to have a license, to have a web page. And then on top of that, they'll restrict you and monitor you and whatnot. Anyway, bottom line is, my point is, savor every moment that you're on the air, and every moment that you have has to be stressed. And this goes for all hosts, RBM and whoever else, has to be savored towards making a point and pointing people in the right direction, getting information out there, and stressing that, you know, these are end times, literally end times for our freedom, because we go into global new world order, global, let it take over us like they did in the EU and so on. It's it. It's it for us. We're done.
Well, I agree with you. We would absolutely be done if that happened.
You know, someone said in the last show, you know, you even say the wrong word, and they shoot you. You know what I mean?
there's a movie out there, Chet something he mentioned. Chechia something. Oh. I don't remember what it was. But he's like, you know, in those dictatorships and whatnot, you just say the wrong thing and they shoot you. You know? I mean,
yeah. Let's give an example about what a dictatorship looked like, a totalitarian, that Obama put the Bundys in jail because he said, well, he shouldn't have used the word Negro. You ever hear that one?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
He gets out, the Bundys, he said, because they come from a different, you know, walk of life, and he says, you know, now I know how the Negroes feel. And that's what Obama ended up repeating later as he gave the green light to arrest the Bundys and the other people with them. And he said, well, I shouldn't really use the word Negroes, and he did this at a correspondence, like a correspondence press dinner or something like that. Yeah, that's pretty crazy story in itself. All right, Tim, I'm going to let you guys go. I said a lot.
All right, well, thank you for your call, Rob. Call back anytime. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes, and we're going to talk to Jerry in Chicago on Line 11.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. You're listening to Real Survival here on RBN. And today is Caller's Choice. And the calling number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, the number 1-800-313-9443. 9443. And we have Jerry in Chicago on the line. Jerry, are you there?
Well, good morning, Spencers. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes, I wanted
to just add to what Rob was saying, maybe in a little bit of a negative way. But he had mentioned something about Doug and Joe Hagman on the Hagman and Hagman report. And I quit listening to him about 3 years ago when I posed a question to him about they claim to be investigative reporters or journalists. I think they do this for a living. They get to the bottom of things. And I asked them, about their website. It says right on there, first and foremost, we observe and... it's been a long time since I've been at a website, but we observe Israel and blah, 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 which caught me a little bit off guard. And Doug Hagman was extremely sure that 6 million Jews had lost their life due to Hitler in World War II. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. I says, maybe you haven't, you claim to be investigators, but maybe you've only investigated one side of the story to come up with your determination. I said, have you ever watched a 24-part YouTube video called Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told? And it's approximately 6 hours, if not longer by now. I haven't watched it since Christmas Eve. And okay. They said, no, they had not. And I says, well, you know, if you claim to be investigators, do you only take one side of the evidence to support your story? Do you take both sides and work it out in your mind, work it out with the math, everything else like that, the facts, the fiction? I said, I couldn't hire an private investigator, to look something up for me if he was only one-sided. And with that, I had never called his show again. I've never visited their website or anything else. So I know Doug Hagman is on quite a bit with Alex Jones, or he used to be. I haven't listened to Alex Jones for over 4 years myself. But that's not the only thing I called about. I wanted to mention something to you. I just listened to Rents Radio last night, and he had one of his writers for Rents, Blake Sawyer, on. And Blake Sawyer said he got it from a good source, but not a 100% reliable source, is that there's a possibility of Trump stepping down in August.
I have heard the same rumor, Jerry, and actually I've heard it from multiple sources. I don't know what to make of it. You know, there's a possibility, of course, he could step down anytime. You know, it's not outside the realm of possibility. There could be a medical reason, or he could become so politically impudent due to, you know, the Congress's obstruction, that he decides it's best for the country to step down. There could be a million reasons. It's possible. But I have heard that August date mentioned multiple times in relationship to his resignation. I don't know if there's
anything. Okay, well, I mean, we've often been told the president holds the greatest power on the planet Earth, and I guess Trump is now realizing that is not so. And we, through the chicanery, have realized that also.
Hey, Jerry, do you want to hang on through the break?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
All right, hang on through the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 2.5 minutes.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.